Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, Apple has been investing a lot in artificial intelligence recently, and we're expecting some big AI announcements at WWDC in June. In addition to all of the software features that Apple is developing, the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is building AI chips for data centers as part of its continued Apple Silicon ambitions. These new AI chips for data centers would run some of the new AI-based features set to be announced at WWDC. The story says, quote, Apple has been working on its own chip design to run artificial intelligence software in data center servers, a move that has the potential to provide the company with a key advantage in the AI arms race. The report comes after analyst Jeff Poo said this week that Apple is using both the M2 Ultra and M4 chips to power servers dedicated to AI features. The question, of course, is how much iOS 18 relies on cloud computing for its new AI features, with most capabilities and features expected to run locally on device. In other news today, if you buy a new iPad Pro or iPad Air, there will be a key piece of memorabilia missing from the iPad boxes this time: Apple stickers. In a memo distributed to Apple Store teams on Tuesday and seen by 9to5Mac, Apple said that Apple stickers will not be included in the box for the new iPad Pro and iPad Air. The company says that this is part of its environmental goals as it strives to ensure its packaging is completely plastic-free by 2025. Apple stores, however, are receiving shipments of Apple stickers in limited quantities that can be distributed to customers who buy a new iPad Pro or iPad Air, but they're only available by request. So if you buy a new iPad from an Apple store, you'll have to ask to get an Apple sticker at the time of purchase. Next up today, Bloomberg says that one of Apple's longest-running designers is departing the company in the near future. The story says that Duncan Kerr, who joined Apple in 1999, has informed the company that he plans to leave. He's described as an instrumental part of developing several generations of the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac, and the Apple Watch. For example, Kerr is credited with coming up with the tap notification haptic system for the original Apple Watch. Kerr will join a handful of other veteran Apple designers who have left the company over the last year. For example, in February, Apple's longest-running senior designer, Bart Andre, retired after over 30 years. As the Bloomberg story explains, Kerr was one of the few remaining members of Jony Ive's design team still at Apple, and with his departure, Ive's team of about 24 employees has been almost entirely dissolved. As it stands right now, Apple's industrial design team is led by Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams. We are sponsored this week by iMazing 3, the world's most trusted tool to manage Apple devices and transfer data from a Mac or a PC. Redesigned from the ground up, iMazing 3 for macOS and Windows is packed with features that make working with Apple mobile devices and their data even easier. Whether you're just looking for an easy way to transfer media or copy files from your computer or device, needing to extract messages, store multiple backup snapshots locally, or need to manage a fleet of devices, iMazing 3 has you covered. Hit the link in the show notes to download iMazing 3 and take control of all of your Apple mobile devices and their data. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. And finally today, a separate report from Bloomberg gives an in-depth look at who could replace Tim Cook as Apple CEO, who has held the title since 2011 and turns 64 years old this year. The story says there's no reason to assume that a change at the helm is imminent, but there are multiple possibilities as to who could eventually take over. The report is based on conversations with several people familiar with Apple's inner workings and says that if a change was made soon, Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams would almost certainly take the reins as CEO. But Williams, who is 61 years old, is only 2 years younger than Cook, so inside Apple, the belief is that it's unlikely he'll be the new long-term CEO. So essentially, Jeff Williams will only take over if something happens imminently that requires a sudden change of Apple CEO. The report goes on to say that people close to him believe that Cook will be Apple CEO for at least another 3 years. So if that timeline pans out, the story says that John Ternus is the most likely successor to Tim Cook for Apple CEO. Ternus is currently Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering and has taken an increasingly visible role at Apple over the last several years. The story describes Ternus as well-liked inside Apple, with praise from Tim Cook, Eddie Q, and many other important Apple executives. One key factor, too, is that Ternus is 49 years old. He's one of the youngest members of Apple's executive team, which makes it more likely that he'll be able to stick around as Apple CEO for a long time. The story says, according to one person close to Apple's executive team, quote, Tim likes him a lot because he can give a good presentation, he's very mild-mannered, never puts anything into an email that is controversial, and is a reticent decision-maker. He has a lot of managerial characteristics like Tim, end quote. But what about other Apple executives? Bloomberg says that people such as Craig Federighi and Deirdre O'Brien are unlikely successors to Cook, despite being well-liked both internally and externally. Others, such as Phil Schiller and hardware chief Dan Riccio, are at the end of their tenures at Apple and aren't expected to take over as CEO. So to recap, if something changed today, Jeff Williams, the current COO, would likely take the reins as CEO, while the more likely long-term plan is that John Ternus will take over in a few years' time. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.